Nicrite, Neolithic, 5. We talked about burials last time, and I wondered if we had any good examples around here.
We have some good examples here. The best example in the Causeway Coast and Glens area would be Dewey's Cairn, also known as Ballymacaldrick Court Tomb, just outside of Dunloy. So that's the best preserved example. We were doing an accessible heritage program a little while back, and we took a group of people with visual impairment out to Dewey's Cairn,
right.
And we walked around and we experienced it. And you know, the folks who were there would tell you the stones aren't very high; they're only about knee high.
Yes,
these days, right. But that's all that remains of it. It would have been a much larger monument. Yes. And in Dewey's Cairn, there's evidence for at least 5 different adult people who were buried within it, along with a couple of these porcelainite axe heads, some arrowheads that we've talked about, so these are very important status symbols, and pottery. And of course, pottery is the other thing that we didn't have in the earlier periods because people were nomadic. They moved from place to place.
Yes, they moved from place.
And if you have something as fragile as pottery, that's not going to work very well.
No.
But once you're settled, you can have things like pottery.
Yes.
And we all know what happens when you're in a house for too long. You accumulate stuff, right? Sure. And pottery is some of that stuff that people accumulate. Yeah.
And I suppose pottery then raises the question about what the people were thinking of. Was this a food to sustain them in the next life or what? So we don't really know that.
Again, this is trying to sort of read between the lines a little bit. So if you have bodies, but you also have tools and equipment, then you would think that there's some sense of an afterlife and some sense that this stuff is being left for the ancestors.
Yes.
These court tombs, so Ballymacaldrick or Dewey's Cairn is an example of a court tomb. The mound over the monument goes up, but then out in front of the doorway to the monument is almost like 2 arms of stones coming out, and it forms a court in the front. And we believe that they may have had sort of funeral ritual, sacred dining sort of activities going on there.
Right.
We can't be entirely sure, but often there's evidence of burning. So whether the pottery that's left behind is sort of, we've now dined to the ancestors and we're leaving this stuff here for next time, or whether it's we've dined and now we're giving it to the ancestors, you know,
we just don't know.
Now,
you mentioned that some of the stones in Dewey's Cairn, for example, are quite small, knee-high, but some of them are really quite impressive, aren't they?
Yeah, so some of them really are much larger. And most of them are on pieces of land that there's good sight lines to it, so they're easily visible in the landscape. And some really impressive work has been done by archaeologists where they've looked at the locations of these tombs, and then they've looked at much later tribal boundaries, so boundaries between different tribes within Ireland.
Oh, right.
And they've suggested that it sort of lines up. And so these tombs might not just be somewhere where you go to remember the ancestors and worship the ancestors, but it might also be a tribal boundary. And so by putting the tomb there, you're saying, my people own this land, our ancestors are buried on this land, maybe our ancestors walk this land, you know, in an underworld. We just don't know.
Yeah.
But that's a really interesting theory, that these graves are being used as landmarkers, effectively.
And of course, in a sense, that's the beginning of life today as we know it, in terms of territories, counties, tribal boundaries, and all sorts of things like that. Right.
Absolutely. And, you know, that, I suppose, is a story that will develop more once we get into the Bronze Age.
All right, and that's where we're going to go next, is it?
That's where we'll go next week.
Oh, we're looking forward to it. Okay, thank you very much indeed, Nick.
Thanks very much.